Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday projected India as a global hub of innovation and technology while addressing the Viva Tech 2026 summit in Paris. The Prime Minister said technology can lead to progress only when it is democratized. Mr. Modi urged global innovators to work with India and deliver for all.
India believes that in this era of disruption, technology must deliver for all. Let us take the example of AI. AI must improve lives, widen access, drive growth, and also help us sustain a healthy planet. Our participation as the AI country partner at VivaTech 2026 reflects this very vision.
The Prime Minister highlighted that in the last decade, India has been going through a rapid transformation that is powered by technology. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrel Hulie Hyome, has said that government schools in Nagaland have shown significant improvement and are now on par with private institutions. Speaking at the Nagaland Government School Students Meritorious Award 2026 felicitation program organized by School Education Department yesterday, Dr. Hyome highlighted the Vidyadhan scholarship program, which is exclusively for government school students. He said students securing 75% and above are eligible to apply for the scholarship, which supports studies up to graduation. Dr. Hyome said the state has immense human resource potential. Principal Director of School Education Shashank Pratap Singh reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening education sector through various improved interventions. Commissioner and Secretary, School Education and SCERT Kevile No Angami congratulated the awardees, describing their achievements as a result of hard work and perseverance. An overview of Vidyadhan Scholarship Program was presented by Program Associate Sarojini Damodaran Foundation, Bengaluru, Balarilhun Linkoy. 3 HSLC toppers, 9 HSSLC toppers from science, arts and commerce streams and 22 government schools that achieved a 100% pass rate were felicitated. Ahead of the monsoon season held, Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday chaired a high-level review meeting with the senior officials of his ministry to assess the national preparedness against dengue and malaria. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda reviewed the current disease situation across the country and emphasized the need for maintaining high level of vigilance to effectively prevent and control mosquito-borne diseases. The minister called for intensified vector control activities, including source reduction, elimination of mosquito breeding sites, fogging, and other public health interventions in vulnerable areas. He underscored the importance of prompt reporting, active monitoring, and rapid response mechanisms to contain the spread of infections. He stressed that coordinated efforts between the central government, states and union territories, local administrations, and healthcare institutions are essential to minimize disease burden. Mr. Nadda instructed hospitals and healthcare facilities across the country to remain fully prepared and ensure the adequate availability of medicines, diagnostic facilities, blood components, hospital beds and trained healthcare personnel. Kifire Police has arrested Heliokie Nsanglang, alias Amos, an armed branch constable of DEF Kifire, following allegations of sexual assault and rape of an elderly woman in high school ward Kifire. The FIR was lodged at Kifire Women Police Station on Wednesday. Police immediately apprehended the accused, conducted medical examinations of both the victim and the accused, and registered a case. Initial medico-legal findings reportedly indicated that the accused was under the influence of alcohol at the time of examination. The accused has been placed under suspension, departmental proceedings have been initiated, and is under police custody as investigation continues. Kohima Deputy Commissioner has issued traffic advisory for the rally being organized by tribal women bodies of Kohima today. A gathering will be held at Old MLA Hostel Phulbari Junction from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by a procession to Lok Bhavan. Traffic congestion and diversions are expected. The public has been advised to use alternate routes, steer clear of procession route and avoid non-essential travel. And Nagaland government has postponed observance of International Day of Yoga IDY in schools from June 21st to June 22nd, 2026. The decision was approved by the Chief Secretary following concerns raised over holding the event on a Sunday. The School Education Department has directed all educational institutions to conduct the program on Monday, June 22nd, instead of the originally scheduled date. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.